All right, welcome back to Who's Talking. This is Jim Hobgood with Frank Maloney. We're back. Glad you're staying with us. We now have the opportunity to welcome another very special guest, University of Virginia grad, former All-American, All-ACC, NFL veteran Ray Roberts. Ray graduated from Virginia in 1992, was the number 10 pick in the first round of the draft by the Seattle Seahawks. Played four seasons with that team, was traded to Detroit Lions, where he played an additional five seasons with the Lions. Ray, we are delighted to have you with us.
I'm happy to be on Who's Talking here. This is great.
Ray, this is Frank, and we're very excited that you're here. First question out of the gate. You and I were talking the other day on the phone, and you know, we were wondering. Initially, you talked about your experience at UVA, and we were talking about many subjects, but you mentioned the initial challenge that a student-athlete has at UVA in terms of managing the academics, the social life, as well as, obviously, all the demands required of your particular sport. In this case, it was football. What did you do to conquer that challenge?
Well, my first semester there, my first year there, was quite the struggle. Luckily, I was redshirted, but then the next year when I started at offensive tackle, you know, it's just there's a lot of demands on your time to be at practice and to practice well and to study film, to work out, to get treatment, all these things. And along with that, you're having to go to school and try to make new friends and have different experiences and things. And I was just a poor manager of my time, and I had never had to do anything like that. So it wasn't, you know, I got put on academic probation my second year there. And it wasn't because I couldn't do the work. It's I couldn't figure out all how to create the time to get the work done. And so that following spring, I wasn't allowed to go to football practice or to go work out. I had to meet with this young lady that the athletic department found to help me manage my time, to help me figure out how to break down the syllabus that I would get so I could figure out how to break down the different assignments and projects in order to get them done but then also get them done on time. So that was one of the sacrifices that I had to make in order to keep myself in the university and then have an opportunity to continue my football career there.
And, you know, interestingly, you ultimately became all-ACC honor roll. So obviously you learned to manage the time not only reasonably well, but very well.
Right. And like you said, the year after that spring, I was first team All-ACC for football as well as for the academic, first team All-ACC academic. And it just came important to me. It was important for me to graduate from the University of Virginia. It was important for me to I was the first in my family to even go to college. So it was very important for me to set that legacy for our family. But then it was also important that I proved to myself that I could go to such a tough, academic university and excel in both academics and sports, and I was able to do that. So for the rest of my time now, I did a pretty good job of managing my social life, my athletic career, and my academic career there.
Yeah, we're visiting with former Virginia All-American Ray Roberts. And Ray, Virginia's been very fortunate over the years to have a number of football players that went on to the NFL. Tell us a little bit about the transition from ACC college football to NFL football.
Well, the one thing that the program, the Virginia football program, has been able to do is, even when Coach Welch was there, we ran a lot of pro-style offenses and defenses. But especially on offense, I think that they did a great job of, I don't know if they were preparing guys for the NFL, but the types of plays we ran, the coaches we had, the style and techniques that we used on offense, they translated very well to the NFL. So much so that my first year in Seattle, just about the language that we used to call plays and to work techniques and things were the same as Coach O'Brien and Jim Bowman used when I was at Virginia, so it made the transition very easy. The fact that they combine a good running game with a good passing game as an offensive lineman, you learn to pass block and run block all at the same time. And so, as a result of that, you know, we've had a lot of offensive linemen go on and have, you know, high draft picks in the NFL and have long careers there.
Yeah, Ray, we may have a question coming in on a caller from a caller. Let's see if we can get the caller online here and ask you a question.
All righty.
Hi, Joe. This is Frank with Who's Talking. You have a question for Ray?
Yeah, Frank, am I supposed to be anonymous, or am I allowed to give Ray a hint as to who this is?
Ray, can you tell who that is?
Well, regardless, go ahead.
All right, Ray. You've forgotten me already, buddy, even though I visited you at your house 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago. At any rate, you spoke earlier about the academic challenges at Virginia, and we haven't talked about this too much over your career, but you've certainly been teammates with many different kinds of players from many different places. Do you think that the academic challenges or the challenges you face as a student-athlete at Virginia are very much similar to most of the other players that you play beside in the NFL? Or do you think Virginia's a tougher place to do all that?
Well, Joe, we just lost Ray somehow. That's the modern technology. He's coming back, though. I know we're working to get him back on the line, so bear with us a second, all right?
Yeah, we're making the cross-country raise out on the West Coast, so maybe we're having a little Trans-America phone line issues. But
I didn't mean to scare him off.
Appreciate your calling in, and hopefully, Ray, do we have you back?
Ray?
Yeah.
All right, okay, we got Ray back. All right, Ray, on we had Joe Sroba just called in, your old buddy from UVA.
Yeah.
Called in. He asked a long question about the academics, and we were hoping to try to tease you a little bit to see if you could recognize his voice online. But
I think we've lost Ray again here. We're having some phone issues here at good old Sports Radio 910 this evening, so we apologize for that. Hopefully we'll have him back in a moment. So, you know, it's an interesting question, though, about the academic challenges at the University of Virginia. It's a subject that a lot of Virginia fans have discussed at length over a long period of time. And, Frank Maloney, what's your attitude toward that?
You know, it's interesting. Recently we had Joe Hall from the VAF on, and a former UVA graduate and a track captain at the university. And, you know, one of the things we've talked about is the need for some other majors that the, you know, the athletic players, you know, the student athletes can blend into and take advantage of. And we talked about mass communications maybe being restored, maybe bringing a sports management degree into the forum. And quite honestly, there needs to be a change there, in my opinion. And, you know, Ray was a talented student, but, you know, you even found out there, here was a guy that was an all ACC honor roll proven performer.
All right, I think we do have Ray back. Ray, Frank and I are discussing back and forth the academic challenges of being an athlete at the University of Virginia. What's your attitude toward that challenge?
Well, I think it's very challenging. It's hard to balance the demands of playing athletics, especially in the three major sports there, and or, you know, football, basketball, and girl, boys, and men's and women's basketball. It's the demands are really tough, especially in such a competitive conference, and the expectations of the programs and what they're trying to get achieved, along with such a tough top academic institution. It's just kind of hard to balance. I know I worked with some students here at the University of Washington, and we had a program for incoming student athletes that were at-risk kids, and we worked with them for about 6 weeks before school started to give them tools on how to manage their time, how to break down their projects, how to even seek out help. I think a lot of times athletes will look at not be able to get something done or have struggle with things and are afraid to ask for help because it's a sign of weakness, but actually that's a sign of strength because you know when to ask for the help. And if they can ever grasp that and use those tools and resources that are available to them, I think it can make the matriculation a lot easier.
Very good. Ray, your old buddy Tom Baker wrote me an email today, and he said, how's your trusty sidekick, former UVA defensive back Jason Wallace, doing these days?
Jason's doing great, and he's in the San Antonio area. He was went to school to be a hospital administrator. He went back and got a master's degree, so that's what he was doing the last I spoke with him. And we speak quite a bit, but we've gone through a stretch here where we haven't spoken very much. I'm hoping that he'll be in Charlottesville and for the Georgia Tech game.
Very good, very good.
Yeah, going down memory lane, Ray, what are some of the moments that you treasure from your days at Virginia in the orange and blue?
Well, there would have to be two that really stand out. One was beating Clemson for the first time up in Charlottesville, and it was just, I mean, just the way the fans reacted. We were having a great season at the time. A good friend, you know, Chris Slade had some very timely sacks in that game, and Jason Wallace actually had, I think it was about a 70-yard punt return that set us up for the kind of nail in the coffin touchdown that kind of sealed the game for us. And when the fans came running onto the field, and believe it or not, people actually lifted my 295 pounds with full of uniform up above their heads, and that was very exciting. It was a big moment. I think it was a turning point for our program. The other memory was my freshman year. I was playing defensive end, and I got into some fights in practice, and during one of the fights, Coach Welch jumped on my back, and he was hitting me in the head with his hat. Oh, Christ, Roberts, stop it. Get out of here. And he kicked me out of practice. And the thing that was funny is that I wasn't sure if that meant that they were taking my scholarship or if I was just getting kicked out of practice on the sideline. So I tried to come back into the practice, and he sent me to the locker room. So I was, like, scared to death. I thought my career was over before it got started.
Well, I can only imagine the sight of George Welch hanging on the back of one of the biggest offensive tackles to play at UVA.
It was quite a thing. They actually spliced it when we were watching film. The guys that cut up the film cut it up so that everyone could sit in their film sessions, and it was pretty fun. I think it was fun to everybody, but Coach Welch.
I understand we've got Joe Sroba back on the line. Joe, are you there?
I am here.
Joe,
hey, what's up, buddy?
Give us a quick Ray. Question for your buddy Ray.
Oh, we didn't get. Did that other question get asked?
Well, we tried to repeat it.
Yeah, we sort of worked around it, Joe. This is Jim Hopgood. So, yeah, if you have a second question, we've sort of addressed the academic challenges at Virginia. So if you have another one, go ahead.
Well, let me rephrase that question, and it may be of more benefit to the young listeners out there. I've got an opinion on it, but I'd like to hear Ray respond to it. I think most would agree all professional sports have become much more analytical, much more, they've evolved much more in an academic way, in a study respect. Ray, do you think that it's possible today in professional football to be academically deficient and still perform at an acceptable level at the professional level?
You know what? I think it's getting harder and harder. But I guess the one thing that can maybe kind of tilt that a little bit is that some guys are smarter in different areas and what they do. Like there's some guys that are some of the smartest guys, you know, football wise that I've ever been around. But they may not win the spelling bee. But I do think that there's been statistics that show that if you have a college degree, you probably, over the course of your career in the NFL, are going to make a few a few hundred thousand dollars more per year over the course of that time. And there's really no other indicator to drive that result other than that these guys have degrees and some guys don't. The football is becoming so complex with the study and the breakdown and how complex the defenses and offenses are, that if you haven't accomplished the capacity to study and learn and absorb things and be self-driven that way, then you very truly do minimize your opportunities to get on the field.
Hey, Ray, I agree with you. And as a postscript, my understanding is that Einstein was a lousy speller.
Well, you can't do it all.
Well, you can't do it all, right, exactly.
Well, you know, something that I think we need to address quickly, because we've only got another minute or two here before the break. Ray, how does it feel to know that UVA is about to retire your jersey at the UVA-Georgia Tech home game on October 24th?
Well, you know, it's a huge honor, and it's one that it kind of highlights, you know, what you've done for the university. And to me, more than anything, there's a lot of other people that I wish I could retire their blood, sweat, and tears with me. Coach Wilmer Danny Wilmer recruited me to the University of Virginia, and I had verbally committed to the University of Tennessee. And Coach Wilmer had such a father-like impact on me that I changed my mind to go to Virginia, and it was probably the best decision I ever made in my life. And he was a father figure to me the whole time I was there. So a lot of what I've accomplished, I would say, would have to be shared with Coach Wilmer, with John Gamble, the strength coach, with Tom O'Brien, who eventually became my offensive line coach, and even Jim Bowman, who I only played for 1 year. But all those guys were instrumental in me being the player that I was, and through encouragement, through forcing me to do things I didn't think I was capable of doing. I mean, I came there as a defensive lineman, and Coach Welsh moved me to offense thinking that that would be better for me, and I thought he was crazy. Right, and it turned out to be probably the best decision ever.
Just real, we got about 30 seconds before we have to go to break. Just give the listeners and fans a quick update as to where you are and what you're doing.
Well, right now I'm like a jack of all trades. I'm a high school football coach. I'm the head coach at one of the largest schools here in our area. I'm also a diversity specialist at Microsoft. I do sports radio and TV here in Seattle, and my wife and I have started a small business, personal assistant concierge service.
All right. Well, Ray Roberts, it's been a delight having you with us. Look forward to seeing you on October 24th in Scott Stadium. Folks, we'll be back with the final segment after these few commercial moments.